The first time I ever got a call was years ago telling me that my Social Security benefits are going to stop.
Marianne Portuguese knows all too well about scams targeting older adults.
After I started thinking and realized what I was getting upset over, they don't do this.
She and others at the Bell Senior Center in Buffalo received a free class on how to protect themselves from scams Thursday. It was offered by AT&T, State Senator Tim Kennedy, and the Better Business Bureau of Upstate New York. The state estimates seniors may be getting scammed out of as much as $1.5 billion a year. The FBI website says scammers target seniors because they often have a nest egg put away, have some cognitive decline, and were raised to be polite and trusting. Kennedy says that's why it's important to educate seniors about the scams.
And that's why we're here today, to make sure that people have the information to arm themselves so that they can detect and ultimately protect themselves from the fraudulent activity that has taken advantage of so many older Americans.
Scammers often pretend to be an authority like the utility company or the police, demanding payment for an overdue bill or bail for a supposedly incarcerated grandson. Tips include not to answer calls from unknown numbers and never provide sensitive information over the phone or through email. Kevin Hanna, Regional Director for External Affairs for AT&T, says scammers often convey a sense of urgency, so victims don't have time to question.
If you have any sense at all that this is not a legitimate call, or it just may not be, but you're not sure, better to hang up, especially if it's some scam where they're saying they're your bank or your utility company and you owe them money. You can always hang up and find the legitimate number for that business and then use that number to call them back and inquire if indeed there's a situation where you might owe money.
There may be some good news. AT&T is planning to start automatically blocking robocalls. They'll be the first major wireless company to do so. Portuguese and other seniors appreciated the help.
So it's good to be educated first, so when you do get the call, you're already educated about it.
Tom Dinkey, WBFO News.